Okay, you're going to tell me when we're good to go.
Tune's playing.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 158 for sometime now into the new year.
Friday the 13th.
It is. Friday the 13th. Well said, Neil. Thank you for reminding me on that one. I'm your host, Fraser. I'm joined on my left by Neil.
Hi.
I only did you then because I knew you were taking a sip.
Just taking a drink.
And on my right by Dave.
Hello.
Welcome, chaps. Welcome, listeners. Thank you very much for joining us. This is the predictions episode. So we made some predictions last year. We'll go over those, see what we got right, what we got wrong. Then we'll go through, I think we have some listener predictions. We have some listener mail. And then we have our predictions. We also have the normal stuff on the show. So I'm not going to... I'm on a bit of a time constraint as usual. It's usually me on the time constraints. So without further ado,
usually, you mean always?
Always. Without further ado, let's move on to His Royal Highness, Sir Neil.
Sir Neil. What do you mean, Sir Neil?
Lord Neil.
Sir Neil? Isn't that that's someone else's name? It's not my name. Anyway, are we talking football?
Yeah, let's get on with the foot.
Okay, we'll crack on. We'll do it quick. All the week's scores are showing zero, if you're watching, obviously, because we're into the new game week already, because there's a game playing right now. The state of play is, I can't remember any of the top scores from last week. I know Chip Spice and myself got that, and my wife got about 71 points each.
Oof.
I think someone got more than that. Someone got 80 points, man, and now I can't remember who it was.
I got 49.
Well done, Dave. You are now the strongest team in the league, a.k.a. bottom. 5 points behind Zodda.
Yeah, she scored more points than me, I think. I think I got 46.
I think you and my son are in a battle to be the shittest teams in the league last week. I think he won, though, because he only got something like 40 points. It's pretty bad. But so only a point between you and him. And he's an 18th. Okay, so we've had someone drop out of the league. Though. Yeah,
yeah.
That's your age, mate. That's your age.
I can feel it. Something's happening. Something's failing in me.
Yeah. So Pilch appears to have dropped out of the league because he was in second and he's nowhere to be seen. So,
Okay. That's then one of his famous Pilch disappearing acts.
Yeah. So whatever happened there, I don't know. Maybe it's just a weird glitch in the system, but not there at the minute. So Welsh Wizards, Paul Davies, is top still on 1,151 points, which is pretty decent. He must be quite high up in the overall. And Lord is now second on 1,063. And soon-to-be booted Nathan is on 1,050 in third. And Sam Hockley, do we know who Sam Hockley is?
No, not off the top of my head.
No, I'm confused to who that person is, but there we go. If you're listening, Sam Hockley, make yourself known. Otherwise, you might find yourself getting the hoof. Which means if I hoof the two people we don't actually, we know that probably don't really listen, then I'll be a third. So, yeah.
He's got the taste of blood now.
Yeah. Still quite a ways off Mr. Davies, though. He's quite a long way ahead, really.
Donkey.
But I did catch him up by 5 points last week. So I do remember that. Big week coming up this week.
Yeah, apparently.
Man United, Man City, Spurs, and Crystal Palace all playing twice in the same game week. So, who's triple captained Haaland?
I have.
Okay. I haven't even captained him, so I'm hoping he does extremely shit again in the two games. They have two of the toughest games they'll probably have this season. Two of the toughest.
I don't even think that matters to that guy.
No, but, you know, he did have a rest in the week. But he hasn't scored. Has he scored back since?
Oh, he's right for it then.
Yeah, he could go and score six in the next
two
games.
He ain't going to do jack shit now that I've
hopefully you've cursed him, so that's hopefully. I've captained Rashford, the same as Sumo in the chat, so but no triple for me.
I put Rashford in, but yeah.
You got Kane?
Yes, I put him in too this week.
Oh, have you wildcarded or did you cost yourself some points?
No.
Did you have two transfers?
I dumped Tony, I think, and Salah.
Well, we don't know what's going on with Tony yet, but he's on a charge of we've been gambling. So he's on a disciplinary charge. So I don't know what's going on with that. Someone got banned for 6 months not that long ago, and someone got I think it was Joe Barton got about 3 years or something stupid, but he wasn't playing anymore.
Joey Barton is a name I haven't heard for a while.
Yeah. He's managing. Is he a manager of Fleetwood still? I don't know. I can't remember. He was at some point. He's getting a 10-game ban, apparently, says Seema. I assume he's referring to Tony, not Joey Barton. Joey Barton's had multiple 10-game bans, I assume, throughout his career.
Most likely.
So, some potential points, big points coming up. I've kind of not gone crazy on the, because I had quite a few of the big boys. I got rid of Salah and put in De Bruyne this week. So I'm chasing those points and I keep missing them. But not De Bruyne.
I thought about that. I thought about that move, but I'm very hesitant about putting three players from the same team in my squad. And I already have Cancelo.
Oh, no, he's not been playing. He's been cancelloed.
Oh, well. Has he not been playing at all?
No, he played. He started last game for the first time since the World Cup, and he only played first half, and then he got subbed at half time.
Oh, I haven't even been looking at him.
Oh, well, you should probably be paying a bit more attention, mate. Mate, might be scoring some more points if you were.
Thanks, Dad.
And this game week, because last week we had a double game week for Chelsea and Fulham. And a lot of people put Mitrovic in, but he got a yellow card in the first game. Did score, but he missed, obviously, the second game of the double game week. And a few people put Mason Mount in. Chelsea have just gone to shit, it would appear. They got a great new player in, João Felix. Mm-hmm. Made his debut yesterday. Looked really lively, looked like he could be the difference for them. And then got himself a red card. He's missing the three games.
Red card.
Yeah,
straight red
it?
Card. Fantastic. Everything's going on. And another one of their players got injured as well in the same game. So they've got about 20 players injured or something stupid. It's crazy. But poor Chelsea. Ooh, my heart bleeds.
I'm sure.
I ain't got any of their players in my team, that's for sure.
No, I haven't got a Chelsea player in my team.
I haven't got a Liverpool player at the minute either. But they're going to have a double game week at some point. And the talk is, although Man United will get a double this week, and everyone, I think, apart from Liverpool and Brighton, will be caught up by the end of this game week in terms of they'll have played the same amount of games, then Man United, if they proceed through the next round of the Cup, they will also get another double game week later on in the season. I assume that's anyone who progresses through the next round of the Cup will potentially get another double game week. So I've still got a wild card. I've still got my free hit, and I've still got my bench boost, and I've still got a triple captain to play at some point this season for me. So I'm hoping I get it right, and I'm hoping that Haaland doesn't do a lot this next week. Well, there we go. Anything else you want to talk about football?
Nope, I think that's good. Nice and concise. I like it. Let's move on then to the listener mail. First up, we have here from @RoguePest. Have we heard from Rogue Pest before?
I'm not reflecting that, to be honest. I don't think so.
Okay.
It's a name I've heard of, for sure.
Yeah.
In around the communities in the past, but this could be the first interaction.
If I'm not connecting a name with the handle, I apologize. He/she, I'm assuming it's a he, says, listen to last week's podcast. This picture is Trent Bridge. Oh, he sent us a picture. He said, listen to last week's podcast. This picture is Trent Bridge Forest Ground and Notts County Ground.
I think also he means rumors... the city ground, the forest ground, obviously.
It's Forest's Ground, right?
Yes, it's called the city ground.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Christian, I don't know that. Also, the rumors...
county is the wrong side of the river, if you look at the picture.
Yeah, that's right. They're split on the river, right?
Yeah,
I've not been to either one, any of those. Shocking, even though I lived in Nottingham for a while.
I've literally just been to county, and that was, like I say, that was a family connection that got me in there. Don't hate me, Christian. I did wash after I came out.
He says, also, rumours say Juventus play in black and white because Notts County lent them a kit and they stuck with it.
Who's to argue?
Yeah.
I was watching Juventus earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're playing Napoli. Big game in the Italian League Serie A tonight. Napoli top.
Yeah.
Flying. They were awesome for about the first 10 minutes at Napoli. It was a very good game, first half.
Yeah, thanks for that, Rogue Pest. I appreciate that. It's nice to see those three grounds so close to each other. That's cool. Tim Reaper says, he's got predictions here. So I think we'll, we can say Tim's here. I don't think because we will make note of them. We have predictions from some people last year, right?
Yes.
Tim Reaper says, my predictions are Neil will watch and love She-Hulk.
Mm.
Fraser will play and hate Elden Ring.
Probably.
Dave will play more games that I wouldn't touch with a barge pole.
Most definitely.
And that other guy will pop in and swear loads on occasion.
Likely.
Maybe he will.
He'll definitely do the latter if he does turn up, that's for sure.
I hope I don't dislike Elden Ring. I'm sure I won't. I'm sure I'll like it. And you just need that Christian's right sweet spot to lose myself in it.
A couple of questions from Christian in the chat. He's saying, how's the non-vaping going, Dave?
It's good. Yeah, nearly
feeling
2 weeks
this week
now. Yeah. My lungs have been clearing a little bit. It's the habit of doing it. It's like before jumping on this show, I'd normally have like I'll go out and I'll have a vape, and obviously it's just the habit of that I've got a break of doing it. It's like like at 11 o'clock in the day. When I'm working, I'm like, oh, I'll just pop out, have a quick vape, and I'll play on my phone or whatever outside. But I'm not, so I'm like, oh, what do I do? Oh, I'll make a coffee, or you know, I've got to do something else. So,
get a new vice.
Yeah. It's a hardcore coffee.
Or just turn to a normal vice that you have.
Oh yeah,
and move it to 11 o'clock. did you find giving up the vapes loads easier than giving up cigarettes themselves, right?
It's just I don't know. It's different in different ways.
Yeah.
But when I packed up smoking, I was definitely not smoking in the house or in any area. Whereas vaping, you can kind of get away with it a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, it's just a different habit to kick. So, the nicotine was just as strong with the vaping, with what I was smoking at the end. So, the first couple of days was fucking nightmare. But no, it's just breaking the habit.
Well, you've done the worst part, I'd say, by now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just
I've got rid of all of my paraphernalia because I did have it for a few days in my little drawer down here, just in case. But I didn't want to, but just in case. But I'm like, no, I've put it all away, put all the batteries away, put the battery charger away. All the oils are packed up. They're like underneath in a drawer down there now.
You know where they are.
I know where they are, but it's a right pain to get to them. So I'm like, well, I'll just put them away. If I don't touch them for 6 months, I'm just going to literally clear that whole drawer out and go just chuck it straight in the bin. I don't even think about it. No, you know, nobody wants to use
it. Put them with the TV in the garage.
Yeah, I'm still sitting there, yeah.
Okay, well done, Dave. We're proud of you.
There was another question. Quickly.
Oh, jeez. Go on.
All right, it just says, is Rogue Pest from Nottingham? And I'd say he could be. but he supports Leeds United, or he or she supports Leeds United. I think it's a he. So I doubt it. And yeah, Sumi says, get a lollipop like Cruyff did and Kojak.
No, I don't
assume that's in regards
to yourself. Not tooth anymore. Decay.
I'm not a fan of sweets.
Okay, Itza says, my question is this, what genre of game will be successful in 2023 and why? Discuss if you wish.
What genre of game will be successful? Shooters? Shooters are always successful.
Third-person story games on a PlayStation, I assume. Like they have been for about the last 15 years or whatever. I was going to say Vampire Survivors likes could have a bit of a boom this year.
Yeah, that's a very good shout. I've got my eye on one on my Steam wish list, which from what I is like mech-based. I'm very interested in it. It sounds pretty cool. I think it needs a lot of work. It's early access. But as if there isn't somebody, as if there aren't loads of people working on them in the background right now.
There's definitely a few out knocking around already early sort of. Well, I mean, Vampire Survivors was early access for quite, well, not that long, it feels like. But yeah, I think there could be a few looky-likies for sure. But I don't know, if they're really going to go mental. But yeah, I can't really think of anything else. I'd like to say that the third-person action adventure game.
Dave, any idea?
Base RPG.
Base RPGs. Based on one game. Potentially.
Yeah. That would be Starfield, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Itza. If you've got an idea of what you think might be successful in 2023, let us know. Christian in the chat says Villa are up 2-0. Friend of the show, Chipper Spice, she of the big of the super scores on fantasy football.
I did wonder where that was going for a second.
She says, my question is surprisingly, the cat's mother. Chipper says, my question is surprisingly about football. Fancy that. Predictions for what clubs win the Premier League, the FA Cup, and the Champions League would be welcome.
Whoa.
I'm so out of touch with what teams are performing. I haven't even got a clue who's leading the league right now.
Upington Stanley going to win the
Man City,
League.
I'm guessing. Man City for the league.
Man City for the league. Well, Arsenal are a long way ahead.
Are they? See, I don't even know.
Not as far ahead as they were, to be fair. But
I'd like to say I defer my answers to the learned my learned colleague on my right. Or was it left today?
I don't know. Me, you mean? Or Dave?
Yes, you. I'm not Dave. Dave's not my go-to expert for the football.
He's got the strongest team in the league. I don't know. It's difficult. The Premier League, I still wouldn't rule out any of the top four at the minute. Arsenal would definitely think they could just go have a massive wobble and lose like two or three on the trot and then all of a sudden be in fourth. But they do look quite good.
Plant your flag in someone. Premier League?
I've got to say Arsenal at the moment for like most likely, but my outsider is a Man United.
FA Cup?
FA Cup. Okay, Man United. They're going to win everything except for the Champions League because they're obviously not in that, as far as I know. Or are they? I can't remember.
Champions League, Man
Champions
United.
League.
Accrington Stanley.
Yeah, Real Madrid.
Okay.
Are they in it still? I honestly haven't looked. Oh my God, Napoli are going to win the Italian league. I'll tell you that is 5-1.
Okay, we get a Champions League answer, Real Madrid?
I think if they're in it, I'd go with Real Madrid.
Sumu says Forest for the League Cup.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, Southampton put Man City out, so you never know. It's open, it's open.
Christian also says Man City League, FA Cup, Man City for the league and the FA Cup, Arsenal for the Champions League. Oh, hang on a second. Man City, he's got it all back to front here. Man City for the league, FA Cup, Arsenal, Champions League, Man City.
Man City just, they don't seem to be able to win the Champions League.
Real teams have won it twice, right, Christian?
Twice.
So Newcastle are doing all right, aren't they?
Yeah.
League, yeah. I'll say they'll win.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Outsider, I like it.
FA Cup. Is any games been played in that?
No, Newcastle are out of the FA Cup. Yeah, the third round's up. But, like, I'm not funny. Luton are still in the FA Cup. They could win the FA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they will.
I'll say Luton.
That would be amazing, but it's not happening.
Let's have a look. Sorry, I just...
I'll
just say Man City for the Cup.
Perfect. For the Champions League?
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
And then, I don't know, Brighton? See one?
Really? FA Cup.
What, the Champions League?
Yeah.
That's up.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Chipper. Lord says, my prediction is between all of you that you won't get above 40% of my questions right.
Is that over the entire year? Because right if it's the entire year. I'm feeling good about tonight's.
Are you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen them yet.
Neither have I. Okay, well, let's go on to Lord's quiz. Here it is. Now, question number one. What Mortal Kombat character has the power to control lightning?
He's got the hat.
Yes. He's got lightning as well.
Yeah.
Pronunciation could be an issue here, but...
he's a Japanese god.
God of lightning.
Yeah.
I have no idea on anything Mortal Kombat.
As soon as you hear the name...
Sumo said it in the chat. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying too. Raiden.
Raiden.
We'll show you, Lord.
Yeah.
Question number two. What's the most expensive video game ever produced?
What a guess here.
GTA 5.
Ooh, that's a good shout.
It's not what I'm saying. You going first? But
I think it could be something else.
Could be. There's a lot of other games.
Yeah, there's a lot of other games. It's not Vampire Survivors.
Certainly not.
You know what? I'm going to stay similar to... No, I'm not. I was going to say Red Dead Redemption 2, but I don't think that's anywhere near, like...
I think GTA 5 has quite possibly made the most money. I don't think it's cost the most money.
Yeah,
can I say mine now? Because I'm waiting.
Yeah,
go ahead.
For sure. Go ahead.
Mine's going to be Starfield.
Ooh. Good shout. I don't know. I'm going to say Red Dead Redemption.
Well, I would argue that, saying it's not been produced yet.
Well, it's still cost a shitload of money so far.
Yeah. You can just theoretically say anything's been the most expensive, like any in the future.
Is that, they could play Starfield. Still
play? Like experience, not play.
Anyway, that's my answer.
Okay, go on. Okay.
Question number three. What is the name of the video game character that's pink, round, and wears red shoes?
I have an answer. Do you have an answer?
Kirby.
Yes, that's what I was going. I have no. I know he's pink and round. Wherever he wears, which is it? He? I don't know. Is he non-gendered?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know. Who's going to check the answers for us?
I can check the answers for you.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Question one, what Mortal Kombat character has the power to control lightning is Raiden.
Yeah, we all got that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's 33% already, mate. Yeah. What's the most expensive video game ever produced? The answer is... Did I say Starfield?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I didn't mean Starfield.
I know
I meant the answer that's here, Star Citizen.
Star Citizen.
Oh, fuck's sake.
See, I would argue that. I would even argue that one. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's not really.
I said you could play Starfield and I didn't mean Starfield. I was talking about the wrong game.
I know. Yeah, I would
fucking
argue that.
It's not
been released. You could say, I don't know, Football Manager 2024.
Sorry, what are you arguing? Starfield or Star Citizen?
No, I meant to say Star Citizen, but I said
Star Citizen's out though, isn't it? Right? I don't know anything.
You can play a version. It's an alpha. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you arguing that?
I wouldn't say it's been released, though. I wouldn't say
it's that. Out.
It's not out.
Anyway. That's what I'm taking points for, because I said the wrong answer, but I knew that's what I meant. And so did Dave know that's what I meant.
Yeah. Arnie's in the chat. Hello, Arnie.
Yes. Hi, Arnie.
Hi, Arnie.
And number three was, what is the name of the video game character that's pink, round, and wears red shoes? And it's not Mr. Blobby. It's Pilch in a clown suit. It's Kirby.
Hurrah. Okay.
Good. I didn't say the Pilch comment, by the way. That's what Lord wrote.
I think we didn't get the 40% there, did we? I don't think we can count.
Really. No, we did. No, I
fucking can't believe I said Starfield.
You didn't come
no
up with
one
his
said,
name.
Did you
know his name? No one ever said his
Kirby.
Name until Christian said it.
No, no.
I knew it. That's what I was going to say.
After it said, I was leading to it. I was down the train of thought that I knew the character. I knew it was Lightning. I knew it was a Japanese god. I was getting there. Just
well
a bit
Dutch.
Slow in my old age.
No, that's if Christian put it in the chat, that's what I was going to say. What can I say? You'll have to take my word for it. I knew
that's
what it
was. No, you're as honest as the day is long.
Like, I knew it was Star Citizen, even though I said Starfield.
What's the second most expensive game ever? Is that GTA?
Starfield.
No, it's the second.
Vampire Survivors.
I don't agree with that answer. Anyway. God.
I'm well annoyed that I said Starfield now. It probably pissed me off.
Okay, moving on. I'm getting rid of all fluff in this podcast.
Oh, no time. See you later.
Seems unlikely.
Actually, somebody earlier, we didn't address this, somebody earlier said, is Dave going fishing? Because that's a lovely chunky knit he's got on.
Oh, I know, it's a good one, isn't it? I've had two
speaking
comments.
Of fluff.
That's the third comment on my lovely jumper today.
Yeah, that looks comfy. Looks like a good winter jumper, that.
It's comfortable. It's nice.
Okay, let's move on to what we've been doing then. I've actually got a blank space here, nothing really to report that I want to talk about.
Okay. Well, you've done other stuff that you don't want to talk about.
Not really.
I've done a few bits this weekend. Well, it was my birthday last weekend.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, on Sunday. And it's been having some lovely weather in the UK, especially around our part in the middle.
How old did you turn?
I was the lofty age of 41.
Yes, he has to do maths these days to work out how old he is.
Well, it's not really. It's quite easy. My birthday is the 8th of January. It's only 7 days after New Year. So I was like, what year is it? And I was 23. Okay, yeah. So I was born in 82.
Yes, that's maths.
Again, I'm a bit slow in my old age now. So, but no, I don't really do much on my birthday. I'm one of these people that don't normally tell people it's my birthday because...
You haven't got any friends.
I haven't got any friends. So there's nobody to tell. And it's always been a really shit birthday because it's like a week after New Year's. Nobody's got any money. Like the Christmas and New Year's.
Down south, mate.
Yeah.
Who's down south?
I won't say Northampton's got
Northampton's
North in the
Midlands,
name.
Midlands, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's west of East Midlands,
mate. You are both north of the Watford Gap, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, we're both south of Watford Gap.
Are we?
What are you talking about? Yes.
Are you?
It's not.
We're both north
not
of Watford,
enough.
Not Watford Gap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's not far away from me. Anyway.
Watford Gap, where you handed Debbie Murray, not Debbie Murray, what's her name? Debbie Harry, the mustard.
No, that was in the Buddies, just off the M1, on the A45. I don't think it's there anymore. It's an American capital.
Debbie Harry visits Buddies.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon that was probably in the local paper, wasn't it?
What was I talking about? I went out on a bike. I went out on a motorbike.
Nice.
Got the beast out. It started first time. Nice. I was very proud about it. I didn't need to charge a battery or anything, and went out on a jaunt for a couple of hours. It was lovely. It was cool. I'd say it's about 12 degrees, 13 degrees.
It's pretty warm, really.
It was lovely. So just
didn't get warm from that throbbing beast between your legs.
Yeah, and the motorbike. but no, yeah, it was really nice. Actually, I you don't do you know when you don't realize you missed doing something until you do it and you're like, oh, this is the best.
Yes.
Yeah, that was it. That was the I've got to get out on the bike, even when it's cold, more often, because I just enjoy myself so much on it. So yeah, that was that. And obviously my birthday, it was okay, you know, presents and stuff, but I one of my mates has a birthday in like the 28th of January, like at the very end of January, and I normally go out for drinks together on then, because everyone's got some money and been paid by then, so I'll probably do that in a couple of weeks. What else? Oh, I've started watching, and I know it's quite old, but I kind of missed it as it was going around. House of Lies. I don't know if anybody else.
I have no idea what this is.
So this is with Don Cheadle.
Okay. And I know who he is.
Christian Bale.
Him of the really shit English accent. Don Cheadle.
Is it? I don't know.
Ocean's 11, isn't it? He does the whole.
Yeah, that's all I ever think about when I see that guy.
It's an awful English accent.
All right. He's actually quite funny in this. It's about some management consultants. They're basically psychopaths, and they have no souls, and they don't care about the lives or impacts they make. But it's following Don Cheadle, the main character, his life, being kind of like the main management consultant, and the ups and downs. We've watched like 4 or 5 episodes. He breaks the fourth wall quite a bit. He kind of like talks the audience through what is going on and why he's doing it. It's although the reasons that he's given is not a normal rational person's thought process, so to speak, because it's like, yeah, you're still a dick. That's like the worst possible thing you could do. And he's like, you're following his stories and his burning bridges and his, you know, he's not making a good name for himself. But there's like quite a few seasons of it, and I've sort of had it on in the, well, I've not had it on, is I've seen it about, and like I've heard references to it before. I was like, oh, I'll check it out. And yeah, me and the missus just sat for it. Loads of sex in it, loads of boobs. Mm. Good for that. Boobs. And some bonking as well. Some bonking. So the missus was quite impressed with because they're all young, mid-20s, early-30s, well sort of built blokes, and the women aren't too bad either. So she was, yeah, they were sitting there. Don't have it on with the kids about though.
Apparently not.
No. So be ready with the pause.
Sounds like I don't really want it on with the wife's about either, to be honest.
No. No, there's apparently from my missus, there's some decent scenes for her to watch. So
yeah.
And it's like, no, don't look at the bums. Can only look at my bum. But no, that's good. I'll continue watching.
Not really where I was going with that, but there we go.
I watched Disney's Strange World film. Anybody watch that? It's okay. It's a bit shit. It's a new film.
Strange
from Disney.
Worlds.
Yeah, it's
What's
Strange
the weird
World.
Ride?
Is that the one that's narrated by No, what is it? I don't know. I'm thinking of something different, I think.
It's not narrated. It's like a CG film. But it's like a son father discovery.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
It's a bit shit.
okay.
If I'd have gone to the cinema, I'd have well pissed off.
Oh, it's a film.
It's a film, yeah.
Oh, how long is it?
Hour and a half.
Too long by the sounds of it.
It's in that window that you could actually just put it on in the background and not, you know, have to sit there for 3 hours or whatever.
You could definitely like put it on and then play it. Like,
do the washing up, do the ironing, something exciting like that.
Something
probably
a bit more
fun doing the ironing. Going, ooh, look at that crease. Yeah, that was a good one.
So yeah, and then I've also watched. I've actually done quite a lot this week. I've also watched the 4 episodes of The Witcher Blood Origin.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's new, isn't it?
That's new. It's good. It's in The Witcher thing. It's separate, obviously.
Live action? Like,
it's live action.
Yeah, okay.
It's, yeah, it's not animated or anything. It's it's a big bag of okay.
Mm. Not exactly a ringing endorsement, but there we go.
It doesn't have the, what's his name in?
Still got Cavill.
No.
So right, and also The Witcher going to have Cavill in it soon, so.
No, season 3 will, and then is not on after that, but is already done Witcher 3. That's season 3. So, yeah, it's a big bag of okay. If you really like it, like The Witcher series and lore and world, watch it.
Do you know much about The Witcher? Generally, other than the TVs.
I played 2 and 3. Not
you read any of the books?
I looked at the books.
Do you know any of the characters, mainly?
No, not really.
Like, are any of these any characters from the books in this TV?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
In the universe.
This is hundreds of years before any of the Witcher, or what I know of The Witcher has been. This is like when the Witchers first, and it was not even a real Witcher that got created, but it's the before Witchers, before like.
What's it called? Witcher Blood Origin.
Blood Origin, yeah.
It's before, that sounds like it. That sounds like it.
Blood Origin, yeah. Before humans even came in, and it was just elves and dwarves.
The Witchers are human, aren't they, before they get
Witchers? Yes. Yeah. So, but from what we learn in here is that the world that the Witcher is living in happens, and all this magic that's come in is because of something that's happened in this Blood Origin series.
Oh, so. Sounds like a video game, Blood Origin.
It's
got a video game level story, has it?
It's not very deep. No. Yeah. It's basically getting the band together to do something, and then they do it.
Yeah, could be like that.
Okay.
And that's it for me.
Neil.
Okay. Right. Well, there was retro game chat last week, wasn't there?
There was. And I believe you opened up the when I started discussing it, you barraged me with questions. What do you want to do that? Piss taking and all that sort of stuff. And now look what's happened.
Man, you led me down a dark path. Well, I spent some money on Amazon.
All right.
I've got
on a Vita.
I've got a Vita already. I had a Vita. Right. That's why I was like, I don't actually have to spend that much money to have a little tinker here and have a go. So I bought myself.
Do you have a Vita 1000 or a 2000?
A Vita 1000 OLED screen. Nice screen. All that. Palaver. With a 32 gigabyte memory card, which I paid fucking way too much money for whenever they were, because that's what you could
back
use.
And those proprietary Sony stuff was brutal. Yeah.
So I had quite a few games on my Vita. I've got quite a alright catalogue thanks to PS Plus and whatnot. And bought like anything that was on sale really for Vita. I've got loads of the little like 16-bit style games like Shovel Knight on there, Luftrausers, that was quite well liked. That was a bit less than 16-bit, that was PS. But anyway, I've got a load of Vita games anyway, and then Fraser then posted a video in the Discord chat after the show last week that literally got posted last week, I think, by the Retro Game Core chap. And it was like, it's made it look like an absolute piece of piss to jailbreak your Vita. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't use my Vita. It's just sitting there like a paperweight. So I might as well have a little play with that and see how it goes. So I ordered myself the memory card thing that you need to put an SD card in. And a 256 gigabyte SD card.
Now, what is that? Is that like an adapter?
So that where you put, you can obviously on the Vita, you can download games, but you can also buy physical media, which is a bit like the Switch cartridges.
Oh, okay.
So, but there is a slot in the Vita to just put a game cartridge in, basically. And like I say, it's very much similar to the Switch one. So you buy this thing called an SD2 Vita or whatever. and it goes in the game slot where you put a game, and but you put an SD card inside this card, and then you can do some jiggery pokery once you've downloaded some extra stuff, and then use that SD card as storage, which is obviously a lot cheaper than buying these days. Particularly, obviously, the old memory cards are a lot harder to get hold of now, so they're even more expensive than they were back in the day.
Right.
So an SD card I got for 30 quid or something, 256 gig, and like £7 on the SD TV. Went to the website, followed all the instructions, went to format my SD card, and it said format failed. And I was like, fuck. And it's like, if it says format failed, then do this. Did that, still failed. I was like, oh, bollocks. So that's as far as I've got with my Vita hack. I've got Homebrew on there and all that stuff. So I think I could just leave it as it is and use the 32 gig card to put loads of fucking SNES games and all that shit on there, which I obviously own. Backups that I've managed to make, obviously, of my SNES games that I already own.
How do you load to the 32 gig card, the Sony card?
What you have to do if you use the SD card is to trick the Vita into thinking it's the memory card by doing some stuff in the BIOS type of thing that it lets you do. As far as I can work out, I could just not do all of that shit about using the SD card and just put it on the 32 gig card. But right. I've ordered another SD2 Vita card from a different supplier. And if that doesn't work, then I'm just going to go down the fucking see what happens and download some games onto my 32 gig card and see how it goes.
My question
SNES games are tiny.
Yeah, they are. You can just, you could probably email them to the device or something.
Yeah.
No, I was just curious on that on the Sony memory card. How do you load stuff to that memory card? Can you do
so? It's already set up as a memory. That's where, if I go into the Vita settings, then my memory says I've got like 29 gigabytes free on my SD on my memory card, which is obviously
right. But does it
when you do the when you fiddle about with you have to basically like trick the Vita into thinking that the SD slot is now the memory card, and then it says you've got like 250 gigs free or whatever.
No, I understand that all that. My question.
But then everything you tell the Vita that's the memory card. Yeah. So whenever you just install stuff, it just goes to the memory card, inverted commas.
Right. My question is this, and I'm going to try and put it in the plainest English as possible. Say you have your 32 gig Sony memory card.
Yes.
Which is its own design, right? Only for the Vita. How do you...
Maybe.
Can you load stuff to that via your PC? Is there like an adapter you can use to load stuff into
that? I don't have to fanny about with that, but you can... I think you can do it over the network. You can do it over Wi-Fi, or you can just use USB. Because I've got... It's like... The Vita comes with...
Can you plug the Vita USB into your PC?
The Vita's got... Like, the charging mechanism that comes with the Vita is like a plug into the wall socket, a power little box, and then it's like a USB socket to the proprietary fucking connection on the Vita. So I have a Vita to a USB cable already.
Okay.
And you can do data through that as well. So you can just plug it into your PC and fuck around with that. But you can't just do that with a bog standard Vita. It'll doesn't do anything.
Right.
You need to hack it to be able to access file manager and all that sort of nonsense. So I got about halfway there and then it didn't work. So we'll see. My new SD2 Vita thing turns up tomorrow. But if that doesn't work, I'm like, we'll see.
Are they not too pricey then, those?
The actual SD2 Vita card was like £6 or £7. It's not a massive investment. The SD card was like five times the cost. And at the end of the day, my SD card will work anywhere.
Yeah, you can use that somewhere else.
So sunk cost is not that much. So anyway, that set me down the path. I got a bit annoyed that I couldn't do that, so I was like, Dave mentioned my Nvidia Shield last week, so fuck it, I'll download a load of shit on there.
Oh, hack that. He's going to come back.
Hack that with games.
Tinkering with the oven, hacking it.
You don't have to hack the Shield because it's an Android box, so you just download the fucking RetroArch off of the Google Play Store and then load your ROMs and all, it just all works. Because the cool thing was about the Google Play version of RetroWatch, I didn't know, is it basically installs all of the cores that you need. And I was like, it was like, oh, make sure you've installed the cores. And I went to load one. I was like, oh, they're all fucking here already, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I played some Super Mario World and I've got that little blinky blonky tune in my head. Mostly the bit where you die.
Oh.
No, it doesn't. That's not that Super Mario World. Doesn't do that one. Well, it might do at some point, but it's not the main tune. But yeah, there's I was just like, oh, I'm not very good at this. Playing with an Xbox controller is a bit weird, I've got to be honest. Playing on a Nintendo, all the old SNES games, playing with the Xbox Xbox One controller, didn't feel quite right, but it worked an absolute treat. And it looks, it's weird, it's like a fucking huge screen. Do you remember when you played a SNES? It was probably on a maximum of about a 32 inch screen. Absolute maximum of 32 inch, and yeah. You probably were playing it on a portable screen, let's be honest, like a 16 to 18 inch TV. But I have to say, on my OLED, it looked pretty fucking good. It's a lot bit blocky, obviously, but because it's like pixels, but and there's no increase in the resolution on that, but it's crisp. Looks fucking crisp, I have to say, on my OLED. I was like, ooh, this actually looks quite nice for an old game. And yeah, still a good game, but I couldn't be asked to carry on with it. And that's about as far as I got with playing games.
So that's the whole point of all this retro emulation.
It's just to see if it works.
You spend days and days putting all this shit together, and then every game you let it go, yeah, okay.
I've downloaded a few games. There are a few games I do want to play, like Super Metroid. I've never played, so I've downloaded that and I want to play that. And there's a couple of others. I downloaded the classics, like Super Mario Kart, SNES, and all that shit. So yeah,
have you ever played Link to the Past?
I downloaded that. I've played that on my DS, I think, but I didn't really get very far with it.
Right.
So I've got Link to the Past. And then I also then went to, I was like, watching a few of these videos, and it's like, if you've got an NVIDIA Shield, you can also use the Steam Link function to just like run the really hard games to run on your PC and then just stream them to your TV on the Steam Link. I was like, okay. So I installed some shit on PC as well. And I've downloaded the Dolphin emulator, which is a GameCube/Wii emulator. And a friend on the internet has provided me with some backups of a couple of GameCube games. Because it was like, saved me the hassle of trying to rip them off on the Wii, which obviously I own anyway. But yeah, so I've got a couple of Zelda games to play on the GameCube. And I have to say, the Dolphin emulator is pretty special, I have to say. When you first load it up and you just leave it as standard, and it's running GameCube games in their standard resolution, you look at it, it's like, oh, it looks a bit shit.
Mm.
And then you go into the settings and goes, if you've got a 1440, it doesn't say this, in literally, like, there's a load of settings, like, where it'll increase the resolution. And it goes from, like, whatever it was, 652 by 480. It's like four times resolution recommended for 1440p. So I was like, click. And I was like, fuck me, that actually looks pretty good now. like, even the textures are a little, like, they're not like modern games, obviously. But yeah, Wind Waker looks pretty crispy in 1440p.
It should do, really. I mean, it's pretty, these days, basic graphics, but should be crisp looking, right? Crisp.
Well, it wasn't when you first load it up, because when it runs in native GameCube resolution, it's like, woof, that's like. Yeah. Yeah, this was good resolution back in the day, wasn't it? Well, it's not these days. So, but nah, yeah, that looked pretty good. I didn't play loads of it. I was just wandering around the village at the beginning, speaking to people, trying to catch a pig and failing. So that's as far as I've got with that. And then I might have downloaded the CMU emulator, which is the Switch emulator, but I haven't done anything with that yet.
Right.
Yeah, quick question. See if you know.
You're flying too close to the sun.
Why is it called the Dolphin Emulator?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Do you know?
The Fraser?
I think I did know this. I can't remember now.
Okay. The original N64 project was called Project Dolphin.
Right.
And that's what N64? The emulator. N64?
It's GameCube.
Was it GameCube or N64? I thought it was N64.
It's emulating GameCube and Wii, so I'm assuming it was a GameCube.
Okay. I think it started for the N64.
Yeah, Dolphin Emulator has been around for a long time, and I think it's I think it's primary started with the N64. Yeah, well, I'm not maybe. Sure though. Don't quote me
it's,
on that.
It's definitely there's no N64 on there now.
Come on, somebody's got to fact check us on the comments.
That's because you can emulate an N64 on anything now, right?
Yeah, so. iPhones are a bit awkward, aren't they?
That's not true. I mean, it's a pretty blanket statement to say, but I still think that the N64 sometimes can throw up some problems with some of these emulators. Mm. Not as though everything works 100%.
It depends on your hardware, I think. Like most modern hardware is considerably more powerful than N64. It's just the software. It's not the power
that's been the issue. It's, but you know, it's basically them interpreting these games plus all the shit, you know, that they might have on the cartridges, right? I don't know.
An N64 game is not even pushing a megabyte, I don't think, or 2 megabytes in terms of space. So there's plenty of headroom on a modern PC for sure to be emulating that kind of shit. And even like my Nvidia Shield is just a beast for things like that. It'll do anything up to N64 probably, and PS1. Maybe. But after PS1, it gets a bit iffy.
Right. Okay.
Apparently. I haven't tried.
All right. So that's your journey into emulation. I guess that's ongoing, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
I'll be tinkering away.
Okay. Is that you done?
That's me done.
Let's keep driving forward then. Let's move on to what we've been playing. Did I even fill that in? I did.
Probably not. Oh, you did actually fill that in.
Yeah, you got 3 games on there.
Okay, I'll start then. The first one, I saw Duke Scath, him of the Veteran Gamers, was playing a game called Naboki, which he'd recommended. Puzzle game. I think it was like $2. I was like, I'm in. Count me in. So I bought that charming little puzzle game. I say charming. Yeah, I guess it's like it's really easy on the eyes. It would look probably... It would work really well on an iPad, this game. So...
Oh, it's 15% off at the moment.
Oh, bargain. Yeah, it's a nice little puzzle game, that. I'm trying to think the best way to explain it is that you're basically given a cluster of blocks, a cluster of cubes. That may change to different blocks in the future. I'm not sure. So far, I've only ever been given clusters of cubes that are stuck together. And then on the faces, some of the faces of the cubes, you can find arrows. And if you press the arrow and there's nothing blocking that cube in front of the arrow, the cube will fire off into the unknown and remove itself from the cluster. So the goal is basically to split these clusters apart. And the further in you move, the clusters get larger. It's not so easy to find the arrows that move these clusters around. And then it starts to introduce these other mechanics, like levers, where you can suddenly lever. Some of the cubes have levers, which will move them out of the way, which then will reveal a space for you to fire the cube behind it off into the ether. It's okay. It's all right. It's a nice little distraction. I don't know. Sure, it's going to change the world. But what is interesting, I think, is the developer of that, and I haven't written that down. They have a whole suite of puzzle games. So I could very easily see me, if they're all at this price point, is just sort of playing one of them till I'm a little bit bored of it and then download another. And I'm really getting into just having a selection now of these puzzle games at any point I want. I can just pull up and play. So that's Naboki, which is okay. Then there was another one which I don't think I talked about, which Defense of the Oasis.
I thought I was gonna say Defense of the Ancients then. I was like, that's a completely different game.
Yeah, this one's called Defense of the Oasis. Friend of the show Matt put me onto this, and this is an old ass game, but it is on Steam. As far as I can tell, it's been around for a long, long time.
And
you know it as well, because when I try and run it on my laptop, it doesn't scale up to my laptop. Basically has a it's 4K screen or something, I'm not sure. Which is probably why it doesn't run shit on my laptop, because it just can't handle the screen that it's got. But the game doesn't scale up, so it's really tiny and everything's out of whack. So I took a bit of jiggery pokery to get that running, and I finally got it running on my 1080p downstairs. But I was a little bit, that's a bit annoying. But anyway, I finally got it up and running. And it's basically, people say it's Minesweeper meets Civilization. But at its core, it's a puzzle game. And so you have a map which you cannot see anything. And then you have a little character who moves around this map. And every time you move, you have a set amount of turns to move around the map and discover. Every time you move to a spot, you uncover what's at that spot. And you have a set amount of turns to move around the map. And at the end of those turns, you are going to get attacked by barbarians. So every time you move your character around, you uncover areas of the map that might be settlements, that might be cities, it might be caves, it might be nothing, and it also might be part of an oasis. What you're trying to do before, as quickly as you can or as efficiently as you can, is find as many settlements as possible to get the numbers of people in your army up. You can also allocate some of your turns to investigating the cities. You can allocate some of your turns to putting resources into the mines who will research attack buffs for you. And also, the more you explore the map, you can also find the point at which the barbarians are going to enter the map. And that can be quite important because the barbarians then will chart a path to all your cities. And if you know where the barbarians are going to enter, you can top load a load of your troops to the city that you know they're going to attack first, because you don't want them sacking the cities. It's all little mechanics like that. You can see it on the screen there. It looks a little bit complicated, but once you start to wrap your head around it, it's pretty neat. And it's a nice little puzzle game. Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's like, it's puzzle meets strategy. Strategy is not something I'm really, really into. So this could be a nice little bridge for me to move into games like that, which actually is part of my plan for my older age, is to, maybe this is it. Maybe this is history in the making, people, as we see me transferring my game time away from things that require skill and agility, which I'm starting to lose, into that old starting. Man of... Hey?
Starting,
yeah. Before I start to tap Dave for all the games that he plays.
Are you going to play Red Alert and stuff like that in future? Or is that too much...
I don't know. Anyway, this one is a nice little. It's a nice little time sink.
Honestly, I'm looking at it and I haven't got a clue what's going on. Watching.
Yeah, you know what? I started it a couple of times, and it was one of those things. I started it and went, ugh, no, and put it aside. But I did that classic. I started it up, and then Matt was on a call with me on Discord, and I shared the screen.
How to play.
And he gave me the tutorial I needed to jumpstart me. And then once he did, that was fine. Then I was away to the races. So I've been playing that. That's been pretty good. That's Defense of the Oasis. It was only like about fiver, so no big deal there. Definitely worth it. And then my last game on here, which sometimes we choose to talk about and sometimes we don't, of course, is Hunt Showdown, which actually proves that I am not moving away from games that involve shooting and coordination and anyway,
Gil.
The reason it's on my list, and Neil knows why it's on my list, is because last night there's been a few evenings where we've been managing to coax Neil out of his Hunt retirement a little bit. We played a couple of nights ago. You and I went and played some duos and had very little success.
Considering I hadn't played, I managed to kill 3 hunters and I hadn't played in fucking weeks. I was like, I was quite happy with that.
We didn't have anything
like that. Didn't win any extract maybe or anything, but I actually got some kills, so I was happy.
Yeah, you're right. Let me put this in a different way, because there's a lot of gameplay at the moment where you can be a winner at Hunt without really getting too involved with other players. You can still... And Matt is the perfect example of this, right? Is that he's very successful. He's got high level Hunt. He's a high level ranked player, but he does not play a game where he engages much with the enemies. Sometimes he can't avoid it, but
Sometimes the thing is, when he does engage, he's quite deadly. It feels to me.
Yeah, we're going to pull him back anyway. At some point, we're going to get him to get away from this high-ranking nonsense and get him back playing in the dirt with us. So, friend of the show, Defoe, him of the Garcast. Usually, when Matt's not playing and Gary and I are just playing duos, we like to play a little bit more of an aggro game. And just get stuck in and get killed and who cares and just go in for fights. And last night, anyway, we coaxed Neil in, or Neil and I, we coaxed Gary in, I can't remember, anyway, we all three of us got together.
It was quite late.
Yeah, it was early, late.
Depending on your perspective.
So most of the UK, well, almost all of the UK, well, all of the UK crowd except for Neil were...
I was the only person in the entire UK who was still awake.
So we went in and we played some games last night, and I have to say we had one of the most monumental fights I've encountered in that game.
It's possibly the most epic 10 minutes of gameplay I've had of anything multiplayer wise in forever. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah. So
come on, spin the yarn. What's the...
Yeah, so, well, basically, so the thing about Hunt is you start off and you go to these sites and you're looking for the bosses. Anyway, we went to this site and I think the second one we went to, the boss was there. No sign of anyone else. So we went in and we killed the boss.
Quietly.
Banished it.
All silent, super silent. We were all quiet,
No loud guns. No problem at all. Just did the job, got rid of him, banished him. And of course, once you banish the boss, then you have a 3-minute period while everybody on the map knows where you are before.
In the meantime, and the other boss, because there was two bosses on the map, the other boss got banished in the meantime. But while we were doing ours, someone did the other one, didn't they?
Yep. And so we were just hanging around. We were just hanging around, waiting for this boss to give up his bounties that we could just take and extract with, which would have been nice. And pretty much every team on the map decided to start coming in and having a go. And we're in this darkened building. I mean, it was just the first. We knew someone was out there. The first team then came in, started storming.
Yeah, then I guess the people they'd finished the first boss, and they'd collected the bounties, and then they came to us, and we hadn't collected our bounties. They were sitting on the ground, the boss had been killed and banished. And, like, you have to go and collect the bounties. That's the mechanic at the end of it. You have to go back to the way you've killed the boss, pick up the bounty. And then you get like the dark sight that means you for 5 seconds that you can sort of see other people through walls and everything for 5 seconds. And then, but then you become visible via this big fuck off lightning strike to everyone else in their dark sight. So there's like the payoff or the payback.
Yeah. I mean, even if we'd picked them up and could see people, it didn't matter. Like there was no shortage of people around. Yeah, it was just basically we looked at the stats at the end and everybody on the map was involved in a fight in our basement. It was just nuts. Great. It was just nuts. And we didn't
win. Got quite a few kills.
Yeah, we had a load of kills. I got knocked down and then revived and I mean all of us got a couple of kills each something.
I have a love for, there's multiple weapons in the game. Like all the rifles are a bit janky and like that's the point. Everyone's got shit guns basically, as I said before. But I have become a fan of the throwing axes. Fraser's gone. Oh. But which you can throw as their name suggests, but you can also use them as a melee weapon. And I was like, there was a point in this battle that we had. Gary's running around with his shotgun, which is literally a one-shot shotgun. So you shoot it and you have to reload it. And then he's done a video and he's shooting at some guy. And then you just see me running around with my axe on the back of my head. And I just go, woof, chop some girl in half. And then it's just fucking, it was funny and tense. And it was great. That's just the way that game is just brilliant. That 10 minutes was just like the perfect demonstration of what's so good about that game. It was
a perfect demonstration of why we play these multiplayer games. It was just nuts out of nowhere. They never fail to offer up scenarios that you just... Like, Gary sent me a message saying he went to bed with a smile on his face last night, you know, and it was late, and I was like, I just couldn't get to sleep straight away. That was not happening. I was buzzing. And the thing is, we played another game after that, and we must have been buzzing, because we went after a team that had collected the bounties, and we killed them. And then we had 25 minutes left, so we swept the map and just scored a bucket load of points, like killing everything on the map. Yeah, good games last night. Very, very good games.
We should play at 3 o'clock in the morning more often. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that can be arranged.
Yeah.
So that's
I'll be up late tonight because I didn't go to sleep till about 5 o'clock this morning. So.
Well, that could be. I could be up for that later on. So that's Hunt. I'm not going to. We no need to dwell on that anymore. Gary did put a video up somewhere. I'm not sure that's on his.
He's on his YouTube. Yeah.
On his YouTube. So we'll have to get the address for that.
Is he in the chat if he wants to put a link?
Yeah. Good. So that's Hunt. Who's next? Anybody want to go next?
I'll go because you've only got one game, Dave.
Yeah, I've only got one game.
And I've already talked about one. I've a couple brief ones. Still been playing Halo every couple of days, every day or whatever. Just popping in, play a game or two. It's good. That's all I'm saying about that. Play it. More people need to play it. It's good.
Check it out.
It's free multiplayer. The other game I've played randomly, just suddenly got back into. Played a load of Destiny 2. Also multiplayer. Mostly.
I did see you put something on Discord about that.
Last week you had to go and there was a gun that was you just had to go and buy. And I played around with that gun. I was like, this gun's fucking amazing. it's like a sort of related to Hunt. There's a levering rifle called Winchester. It's like what you see in the old Western movies where they shoot it and they push this thing underneath the gun for like forward to reload the next bullet. Yeah. So there's a gun in Destiny that's basically the same thing. And it just sounds fucking awesome.
The action of shooting it and like
yeah, the action of shooting, it's just like this great sounding bang when it fucking shoots. And it's just like, oh, yeah. And then when you're pinging people in the head with it, it's fucking great. It's like three headshots in multiplayer and they're dead. And it fires relatively quickly. I don't know if it's the best time to kill in the game, but it just feels great when you're spanking people in the head with that gun. I've just been playing a load of multiplayer this week, mostly, and a couple of bit strikes. But they have added at some point recently competitive multiplayer, a ranked multiplayer mode, which is a bit different than is in there in the past. I went into Crucible like I normally do, and I just went to click on my little control game where you play like a capture the flag type game, capture the points and whatnot, and it wasn't there. And I was like, oh, that's a bit weird. What's here then? And there was all this other stuff. So you can still play what they call quick play now. These are the old unranked version of multiplayer, which is still decent. And like now, the competitive, you have to play. It's a bit like, you know, in Valorant, when you first start playing Valorant, you have to play 7 games before you get your rank in.
Yeah.
So I had to play my 7 games. And I don't even know what ranking I've got, really, to be honest. I've got a ranking. And I just keep getting a quest that says, play more to up your rank.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I'll just be playing more. So all I've been doing is playing multiplayer Destiny 2. And it's like the competitive mode, whereas like the sort of the quick play modes are a lot of 6v6, competitive modes are 3v3. And there's a few different game types in there. There's like similar to what they call Trials of Osiris, where you've got a limited life pool. Actually, no, Trials of Osiris is you can revive your teammates. And as long as you roll it, as long as no one's dead, then you're still in the game. If everyone dies, then that's it. The other team wins. That's a round-based game. And this, like, there's versions of competitive, like, where you have a limited life pool. So the whole team has, like, say, 7 lives. And if one person dies 7 times, then you're on your last life. If you then die, then you're out until, you know, whatever happens at the end, until last man standing, basically. Or not necessarily last man. Could be, like, the other team has 3 people still standing and all your team's dead. Then they've brought back a couple of the old game modes. There's one called Rift, I think there's a similar mode in Halo where basically in Rift you have a point at each end of the map which you are to defend effectively, and there is a thing that spawns in the middle of the map which you need to collect and then deliver to the opponent's point, like protection point at the end of each level. It's called the spark. So it takes some time for the spark to generate at a time at the beginning of the match. Like, it'll be like 15 seconds, 20 seconds or whatever before the spark appears, so you get a bit of time to get into place, maybe shoot some people or whatever in the meantime. Then someone has to obviously grab the spark and deliver it to score the points. That's been a lot of fun. I've played loads of the game, so I know the maps really well. That isn't really a thing that I need to think about anymore, about where I am on the maps. So for someone coming in, it might be a bit of a difference, but I think it's got some of the best multiplayer around in terms of like a session, like a sort of a match-based multiplayer. Like, a lot of, you know, we were playing Valorant for a while, and I dropped off it early, as is the way with these things. And that was brilliant at the time. But I feel like Destiny 2 has constantly sort of been decent, at the very least, in multiplayer. And there's always been people complaining about the balance of some of the guns or whatever. And it's difficult to judge because I've got access to loads of weapons and loads of armor and all that sort of stuff. Whereas if you come in as a new person, A, it's incredibly daunting, probably, because it's not been particularly good at the new player experience now. Mm. I just feel like the maps, the gunplay, all of that stuff is some of the best out there. And it's a shame. Well, not a shame, because there's still loads of people playing it, but shame some of the people I play with games with don't play it. In that way, because it's a lot of fun, and it's like I don't know, but it's like I feel it's better than Halo for sure, multiplayer wise. And I like Halo a lot.
Well, it's made by the people who previously made Halo, so
indeed. Well, how many of those actual people are still there? Who knows? I don't know, it's been a long time. it's fucking great, I love it. And it's every time I go and play Destiny 2, I feel like I should be playing the campaign, which I paid money for. But I just want to play PvP in it all the time. It's great. It's the best. Well, some of the best PvP out there. So, yeah. Get on it.
Check it out. It's free to play now.
It is. It's different. You need the thing is, to make it the most fun, you need the good guns. And I don't know if you can get all the good guns. I honestly don't know how you get the good guns. I've got loads of guns.
Pay money.
No, you don't pay money. You just have to do stuff. You just keep playing and you get like guns.
Pay with your time. There you go.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way of saying it. So anyway, that's Destiny 2 for the time being. Probably be playing some more. Okay, the other game you may recall I was having a few issues with last week, The Surge. I was getting right tense with the second to last boss.
Well, not even, I mean, regardless of you talking about it on the episode, we ended up watching you fight that boss.
After the show last week.
After the show,
I think maybe the amount of alcohol I'd consumed probably wasn't helping. but what did happen last weekend is when I had sobered up and I went back in on, I think it was Sunday, I went and killed the boss first go. I was like, fuck's sake.
Tis the way. Tis always the way. You know, you bang your head against the thing so many times and then, like, you have a break Have a sleep. Sleep on it. You come back to it afresh. Smash it first time. Easy.
Yeah, it was a piece of piss. It was like, yeah. I knew it was a fucking piss, but it was just, that's what was pissing me off so bad. It was like, I know I can fucking do this, and I'll just keep getting stupid shit, and then it just batters me like two or three times, and I'm like, fuck. So anyway.
When we were watching you play it, though, it looked as though you knew what to do. There was just a ton, like, it was rinse and repeat. This guy comes in, you battle him, he disappears. Then the big mech comes in, then you battle him and he disappears. Then the guy comes back in, da da da, rinse and repeat. That happened about three or four times. And yeah. It was like, you knew what you were doing, but the fact that it went on for so long made it almost inevitable that at some point you would get clipped by something or get killed. What changed?
What changed is I didn't get battered by the robot thing
right.
A couple of times. I think the thing was, I just was a little bit more patient. As we've said many times with these games before, like with Death's Door and all of those type of games, the key to the combat is just play it cool kind of thing.
Death's Door, Elden Ring, Dark Souls.
Yeah, all of these games, like, it's like, once you've sussed what they're going to do, you learn what they're going to do, you know the tells. Yeah.
Don't rush
react
it.
To the tells. You know exactly what's going to happen, so you can plan and just deliver what you need to fucking deliver to finish the battle. And I just kept getting fucking fucked up. Just kept fucking it up, basically, in the past. Going, like, either getting greedy or I don't know what. Just, like I say, just playing it stone cold sober, I was like, just like, plodding around, not going to attack when I don't need to. So, if you attack when you're not supposed to, then you absolutely get battered.
Yeah. Not rushing it, not thinking, oh, I've got like 10 minutes to get this done. Yeah. Not thinking, oh, I just want to get this done before the end of tonight.
I was thinking, I've got to fucking get this done. But not in the same way, potentially.
Not with the same urgency.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm going to fucking do this time rather than I'm going to do this in the next 5 minutes or it's going to fucking kill me. So from there on, I've then gone and finished the game middle of the week. Beat the final boss only took me two or three goes. It was quite easy, I thought. But what does happen towards the end of the game is it gets very generous, I felt, with the amount of resources it gives you. Like, you're beating higher level bosses, higher level, like, just NPCs, like, normal characters that are wandering around are much higher level. And there's enough of them around for you to kill them and, like, knock off their head, knock off their body, knock off their arms, knock off their legs. And when you get that, you get the resources you require to upgrade your current armor to the same level. Like level 4 and then potentially level 5, which you need an extra resource for, which is not readily available. But level 4 was enough. I did a few key things to level 5 to get me a bit of extra defense, and the key was having an extremely powerful weapon. It didn't make it easy, but it was quite forgiving, and I thought the story, whatever there was there, was actually all right. It doesn't get in the way of what you're doing. Like, mechanically, the game's pretty good. I did, like I say, obviously get massively frustrated with that penultimate boss, but like I say, if I was playing it stone cold sober the entire time, probably would have been a lot more enjoyable overall. But because I played it when I'd had a few beers, it was like, oh. But yeah, as a sci-fi soulsy type game goes, there's not many of them about. It's good. Story's good. And is not. It's like the acting, partly, it's not up with The Last of Us, obviously, and all that sort of crap. Not that I think that's amazing, but, you know, it's not best in class in terms of performance wise. But the story, overall story, and like the gist of what's going on was pretty cool. And there are some decent performances in the game, acting wise. But your character, when they're in conversation, massively is overacting, like the character model and stuff like that, which is a bit cheesy. But it's decent for sure.
You may want to check out Mortal Shell.
I have downloaded it.
Yeah, I started that this week, and it took me about 2 minutes before I noped right out of there. but the first battle felt like it was something a la Dark Souls. And I thought, this is a Neil game, for not a Fraser game. So
it's definitely slightly different. I've seen a bit about that. Anyway, it looks interesting. It's a bit more like Dark Souls for sure, because it's like a bit more gothic and medieval-y looking weapon-wise.
It's really atmospheric when it starts off. I really was quite drawn into it when we started. I liked it. But then as soon as I had to fight the first guy, it was this sort of very slow and methodical, exactly like I thought, you know, as a la Dark Souls. And I just didn't.
Did you actually play any Dark Souls?
Yeah, I played a fair amount of Bloodborne and one of the earlier ones, maybe the first one, I can't remember. Maybe Demon's Souls.
Demon Souls on the PS3.
Man,
I massively noped out on that one on the PS3. It was like, what the fuck is this game? It's stupid.
Yeah. But, I did try, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, is that you done then?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations for finishing The Surge, by the way, because I did see you playing it again after we had watched you and your minor meltdowns. I was like, I cannot believe he is diving back into that. I was like, boy, this guy, I'm sure he goes to torture dungeons on his days off.
It's not that bad.
He loves it, doesn't he? He loves it.
I know what kind of shenanigans he's getting up to.
There's definitely none of that nonsense going on, I'm sure. I'll get all my masochistic.
He scratches that itch playing the games, doesn't he? Doesn't need any dominatrix to fucking smash his balls apart.
No one stands on my bollocks, I can assure you.
he does that to himself.
Okay, Dave, what you got for us?
I've just got
anything new?
This one new game, and I'm gonna give you a little story about the game.
Ooh.
Before sort of I actually talk about it. So this is a game that I purchased on Epic. Oh, it must have been about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
I'm sure you talked about it on the show when you got it.
I've spoken about it before. It's one of the games that I play that nobody else plays that I get very passionate about. It's a game called Satisfactory. The best way I would describe Satisfactory is it's a Factorio, which is a 2D sort of look down factory based game that you mine resources and you turn those resources into different resources, and there's an end game to it of creating a rocket that you escape the planet, similar to Dyson Sphere, but Dyson Sphere has multiple planets with multiple different resources. Satisfactory is a first person resource game that you get basically plonked down onto a planet. You create a space elevator quite early on, and your aim is to sort of level up, get better resource, get better equipment, mine more resources, and follow the path of creating a factory that is satisfactory to keep delivering these resources and leveling up and getting more resources. This game has kind of taken over my life in the last week or so.
All these games take over your life.
I nearly bought this when it was on sale at Christmas. I was like, I watched the videos and went, this game looks really fucking cool.
Right.
But I didn't buy it.
I've had this game for a long time. And there has been a recent update, update 7. So it's still early access. It's not update. It's not actually 1.0 yet. So it's not released. Same as Star Citizen. But
Starfield, you mean?
Star Citizen, the one that apparently spent the most amount of money on it.
Yes. The one that I said the wrong word for.
The reason I started playing it is I saw Ernie was playing it on Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
And I was like, why is he playing it? And obviously there was a sale on. I was like, oh yeah, I haven't played this game in a long time. I'll just fire it up. I'll just have a quick look. See if my old save will load. No, my old save was like the last one it was working on. I think it said update 3, so it's a long time ago. Oh, I'll just put it on. I'll just put a few things together. That was Sunday night. I had work in the morning on Monday. But I finished playing
didn't
at
about go to
five.
Work.
I didn't finish until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
And I get up at 7. So I had 2 hours sleep. I was like, that's crazy. I can't do that again.
You did.
this whole week, yesterday I had off because I was actually exhausted. I was worried.
Why
I was
you off,
gonna...
Dave? It's not because you've been playing Satisfactory all night, every night this week, is it?
I've put 22 hours in to the game, and yesterday off. So it's 22 hours over like 6 days. So it's quite a lot. Still
rookie numbers.
I'm still married, and my child doesn't hate me.
That's where you're going wrong.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I was definitely like last night. I was like, I think I went to bed at about 9:30. So I was just like, I knew I had to put the podcast tonight. I was like, you know, I'm normally quite tired anyway. But no, it's a great game. It's an absolutely fantastic game. You start off and it's so simple, and it's like, oh, you know, connect A to B and B creates this, and you know, for all these factory games, it's the simple and starting processes are very, very quick and easy. And then you start getting the calculator out. Okay. Well, the calculator.
Oh, I thought you said cow collector. No. I'm sure there is a cow collector in this game.
Can you build a cow collector?
That's a high level factory. No, then you start getting the calculator out, and you're like, okay, well, if this constructor makes 15 units per minute, I need 4 factories to create 60 units per minute to complete this. Everything starts getting more and more complicated. And I will do a video at some point with my factory, because I've got I've built 5 levels of different factory materials, just pumping out an end resource. And it, like, looking back, and I even showed the missus, and missus like, is this what you're doing? It's like, yeah. She's like, actually, that looks quite good, because like I got to a point where I'm making everything, and I was like, the whole factory looks shit, so I like actually like put it out nicely and reworked it all. That took a couple of hours, and it scratches that itch for me where I can just lay out everything nicely. It's like a little Visio diagram of okay, right, and if I had Visio installed on my computer, I'd probably get Visio out and actually properly work out how I should put these things together. And I suspect people do. Because it's just a lovely game. It's a lovely game of okay, right, this puts this amount out, okay, and then you make calculations and you end up with a product at the end of it. But yeah,
it's co-op, isn't it, as well?
It's co-op. It is co-op. Yeah, so I have been looking now and again when Arnie's been on and like going to jump onto Arnie's world, but he's not been online while I've been playing it.
At
so
3 o'clock in the morning.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah. I did notice Neil messaged me at one point going, are you working today? I was like, yeah. yeah, I am, but I'm going to bed now because, I've got 3.5 hours to sleep. But yeah, it's these games destroy me, but I love them. They're so fun. So yeah, I do hope to get online and play some multiplayer with it, because it's just a nice little chill game in the end of the day.
I don't want to ruin your life, Dave, but can you bang Icarus on your wish list?
So, Icarus?
You haven't got that. I've got that. I don't think anyone else on my friend list has it, I'm pretty sure.
No? Is this similar, one of the...
Well, it's like it's a bit of a mishmash of all of them, because you're supposed to drop down onto a world, spend some time on the world, and then you have to extract.
Okay.
To collect resources and stuff.
Icarus, I think I played this early access.
It's the guy who made DayZ.
Right. Okay.
Before DayZ got shit, obviously.
Right.
But it's had an update near enough every single week of its launch. I don't know if it's actually out, but it's in week 58, I keep getting an update. Like, this is what we've done this week. It's like an 800 megabyte update every week or whatever, at least. So.
Yeah, let's have a look at Icarus. Okay, right. Yeah. I see. It's like you drop in, you get resources.
So you build a camp, survive against the elements. And the wildlife. Gather a load of shit. Make sure you've done it by the time you extract, or you have to extract. Otherwise, you lose everything. So it's a mishmash of like hunting.
You know what Dave should do?
Not do that.
Dave should
check it out.
There we go. Okay, is that?
Can someone just sound clip that? Can you just sound clip that so you can just play it whenever you want to play it, rather than make me say it like a fucking laughing dog or whatever.
Everybody likes to say it, don't they?
You've got a deck, haven't you? You can just press the button.
Yeah, I could, but then I have to. Want to say it. It's too much technical nonsense.
More hassle than actually saying it. Okay, well, if that's Dave done, then that's the main part of the show done. So I want to move on to the predictions. May I propose just a quick pee break before we do that?
Oh, okay.
I've got a thumbs up from me.
Okay, we'll re-adjourn in a minute or two.
Okay, see you in a moment.
Okay, thank you for hanging around, and we're back. Let's get on with then the predictions. So, first off, I think we'll run through last year's predictions and see how people did with those. These are the 2022 predictions. First on my list is Pilch, who said the Xbox Series X would get a 2 terabyte hard drive with no price increase.
Should have got that happen? Tumbleweed sound effect to go with all of these predictions. Family Fortunes. That would have been a good one, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That was a harsh one, that one. no joy there. Ubisoft joins Game Pass. Like EA, you don't get day one releases. Ultimate goes up to $15.99, right? He's given two in there, which is a bit dodge, which we didn't pick up maybe on the...
They got a big two.
Yeah, none of that. Ubisoft that did not happen. I have no idea how much Ultimate
is. They are bringing something to it. Ubisoft Plus is coming to Xbox. I did read the other day. I don't know what format that's taking, or if that's as part of Game Pass or if it's his own beast.
Mm. Maybe he's just a year. He's a man ahead of his time. Mm. His third one was Sony announced a new handheld Switch killer. It runs PS 1, 2, 3, and 4 games and dumbs down new releases.
You can hold a PS5 in your hands, can you?
No joy there. 0 point.
Without
a Pilch. Okay, let's move on to Neil. Neil's 2022 predictions. New hardware announced by Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo.
PSVR 2?
That was very ambitious, that one.
PSVR 2 is a bit of a stretch.
Well, it's one out of four, five.
I think it's one. Microsoft acquire another big third-party studio.
Well, this was looking promising. quite soon after I said that when they announced the whole takeover of Activision Blizzard. But it still hasn't finished yet.
It didn't happen in 2022, did it?
It was literally about 2 weeks after I said that they fucking announced that thing, and I was like, yes! Yeah. Come on!
You've got four on here. Hey, your third one, the year of Nintendo, new Mario Kart. New Mario platformer. New Zelda.
We got announced. That's all I said. It only had to be announced, and one of them had to come out. But
where does it say announced?
That's what I said. I distinctly remember saying one of those had to come out. The others only had to be announced.
They didn't announce the Zelda in 2022, did they? Wasn't it announced before that?
No, it was only literally announced about 2 months ago. Tears of the Kingdom, wasn't it? When the Queen died, because there was that hoo-ha about they couldn't announce the new game because it was called Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, but we all knew that was coming, didn't we?
We didn't.
Yeah, they teased it months before that, that.
In January.
I don't
it didn't fucking happen anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I don't think they'd have bothered about the fucking Queen dying about really.
No, they delayed announcing the name because the Queen fucking died.
Really?
Yes, because it was called Tears of the Kingdom.
I don't know.
Because everyone was a bit like, why would you
do you want to put any points for that? Are you arguing towards it?
I'm not arguing any points. I'm going to get 10 points for the next one, though.
Well, you're not supposed to have four, but you've got one here. You get a bonus one. Neil said, we won't finish Back for Blood. Pilch did.
I didn't say Pilch did. I'm assuming Pilch put that in.
Probably.
Are you saying we as a collective we?
Yeah, as in we together, we did not finish Back for Blood.
We did not. Yet.
I don't think we barely played it after I said that we would not finish it, to be honest. Not that I made it happen.
Yeah, Neil was like, no, I'm not fucking playing this game anymore.
All right. You got that one. It's dodgy, though, because it's your fourth one on there.
Fourth? I think that's that like was the jokey
one, to be fair. That was the jokey one. That wasn't, it wasn't a real one. But I'm taking it now.
I'm next on the list. PlayStation launches a Game Pass equal.
I think I took that to mean like having a PC equivalent so that
I just think all it needed to be to get that was you had to have PlayStation releases come out on day one on their whatever it's going to be called.
Yeah,
that's not happening.
It doesn't feel like they've done that now.
They definitely haven't done that.
My second one was Xbox launches a Series X Lite. Nope.
Is the Samsung TV a Series X Lite? I don't know.
No. My third one was Stadia folds.
Oh.
But the tech finds a real purpose.
Ooh, you've kind of done yourself out, haven't I?
I've killed myself on that last one. It's got to be half a point.
Google themselves said they would, they would deliver that technology to other partners or something. So. That part of it hasn't really materialised just yet. I think it's next week the Stadia shuts down permanently. The 18th.
Mate, cruel.
No, I will give Fraser the Stadia files because they announced that Stadia...
It's still going. You can still play Stadia.
They've announced that it's going to shut down. So I think that is...
Literally sacking the staff.
That is a... I'll give Fraser that one.
That was Twitter. Sacking everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, the developers were shut down, weren't they?
But yeah, it's I'll give you a half a point on that one because
we're half generous. Thanks. Okay. Dave. New World.
I thought it was gonna come out on consoles.
That's the Amazon game, right?
That's the Amazon game, yeah.
One of the Amazon games.
I thought they'd go, we need to put this out on other things to make up money. No. Nope. Did not happen.
You already filled in your answers here.
I have, yeah.
All right. NFTs will be fucking everywhere. Arguably did not happen.
I I'm going to have a moral win on this one.
A moral win? Well, people tried to make them everywhere, but everyone went, fuck off with your fucking NFTs. NFT stood for no fucking thanks.
So I'm happy that I'm unsuccessful on this prediction.
Okay. Your next one, Steam Decks will explode, literally.
So on this I put no, but figuratively, yes. They've got very popular, but actually exploding. No, there was not many reports of...
Many, or any?
None that I could find on the internet. I did search. I had and apart from them being blended, or somebody put a nail through them, no.
I'm not sure that counts as exploding.
No.
There's definitely a third party required for that to happen.
Yeah, but no, there was no mass recall of batteries exploding.
So we did really well. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, we did terribly.
It's like this guy was right here doing their predictions last week.
We have a couple more here. Lord threw a prediction. He said, my prediction is COVID will still be around. He's correct on that.
Is he?
Never heard of it? It's gone, isn't it? It's been eradicated.
Never fucking heard of it. It's flu this year, mate.
Didn't need the facts. He also said, okay, Stadia will die in 2022. Can we give him a half point for that?
No, it didn't.
Die in 2020.
Oh, now it doesn't die. Now are you saying it doesn't die?
No.
But you said earlier it did.
Well, I would say Fraser's.
I use the term folds.
It folds.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
It winds down. I'd say it's not finished, but it's like, it's like filing for bankruptcy. You're not bankrupt at that point. You're filing for it. Whereas I think Stinky Poos say it will finish. Lord will say it will die. So it's dead, like no more in 2022.
Deceased,
yeah.
Ceasing to be.
I think there's a former stadia.
It's a former stadia.
Personally, you two could fucking say I'm being stupid, but.
We would never say that. tough crowd. It's a tough crowd, Lord. It's a tough crowd. You get
enough. I tell you what. I think it's this. I'm being argumentative.
Oh, he's on the whiskey.
I'm on the whiskey
and the cheap and the good stuff too.
No.
Itza threw something through his hat into the ring. He said, "My prediction for 2022 is West Ham will finish higher than Tottenham. Maybe, possibly."
I don't know. Can somebody?
It looks a bit like there were 16 points in it. In Tottenham's favour at the end of 2022 season.
Okay. Right, okay, generally shit all round. Okay.
Let's hope for better this year.
Well, if we're better at predicting the future, we'll be...
I'll be worth more money. So.
Okay, I will make notes on this year's predictions. Does anybody want to start us off?
We can do one at a time. Go round,
yeah, sure.
Round, one at a time.
Okay.
Round robin. Okay.
Okay.
Who's going?
I'll start then. I'll go in order of my notes here as I'm on the top here. So my first prediction of 2023 is we will get another big player in the handheld arena. And I think someone, and this is how I shoot myself in the foot because I give the extra bit, which completely ends up being wrong. But I think someone's going to cozy up with Microsoft and they're going to drop a handheld on us.
So not Microsoft themselves. This is where launched a thing.
Sorry, it might be what?
I thought, like, obviously last year I said Microsoft, Sony and Nintendo would all launch new hardware. And I was thinking anything that was like hardware based, like there was a lot of talk about the streaming device from Microsoft, which didn't come into being, although they were apparently working on it. Bastards.
I think we're inching closer to more third-party devices.
in partnership.
We've talked about them in the past, but I think we're inching closer, and I can smell it now that you're going to get
like Logitech launcher an Xbox cloud streaming device, even though they're already launched a cloud streaming device.
I think it's really difficult to say because there's always these offshoot handhelds that are not very popular but are very
capable.
Yeah, but because they're not big branded names, they're not, you know, not picked up so much. I'm sure Neil's been through the looking through like what's been available for recently. Well, even with
playing SNES games.
Well, yeah, even your Nvidia Shield, I would say, is not a.
It's definitely not a handheld. I can assure you, because it's plugged into the TV.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, Dave, and I think it's one of those things to try and sort of write it down and give it a definitive black and white answer. It's going to be very difficult, but I think at the end of the day, we cannot all
a
sit
deliberately
and go,
vague a prediction from Fraser.
No, I'm not saying the prediction has to be vague, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if I don't know.
Just as an example,
Panasonic release a handheld, and you know, it's the business, right? And it runs things, it runs Steam, it runs Xbox, it's prolific. You can go into Best Buy and you can pick one up. And that to me is a proper piece of kit.
Right. Yeah.
Right. There's all sorts of other pieces of kit you can go onto AliExpress and buy or whatever, or but have to ship direct from China. And they're good people, and not saying that none of them are, you know, that they're not very good, but they don't really, I don't think they're in that class, which is what I'm talking about.
So an officially partnered Microsoft handheld.
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
Be careful. Well, I did say I put probably. Right, I actually okay. Possibly. Yeah, you know,
probably,
what? I'm just gonna scratch that bit out at the end of there, because that's the bit that loses me any chance of a point. Okay.
So, what's your prediction?
My prediction: we get another big player in the handheld arena.
New handheld.
Yep.
Not Microsoft.
Dave, you're making notes on these, right?
I am.
He's altering your predictions accordingly to make sure you fail.
New handheld, major.
Okay. Neil, what's your number one?
Okay, my number one is that Xbox bin off Xbox Live Gold and go pure Game Pass only.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Aren't they in the process of doing that anyway?
I don't think so. They're still doing games for gold and all that shit. There are shit games, but, you know. Because they've run out of fucking games to put on there.
I thought they were wrapping that up. Or did they just wrap it up for the 360 games that they were still doing?
They were stopped playing putting 360 games on there. But No, they're not binning off Game Pass, Dave. They're binning off Xbox Live Gold.
Oh, for God's sake. Honestly.
See,
I can't,
look, he's stitching us up already.
I can't understand the difference between all these fucking Xbox.
No, that's because pretty much in everybody else's eyes, they binned it off 5 years ago, and Neil's trying to squeeze some points here out of this competition.
No, officially, Xbox Live Gold is done. You don't need gold to play multiplayer on Xbox. It's free Xbox multiplayer for all their games. You just have Game Pass as the subscription tier.
So they're binning off Xbox Live Gold.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, Xbox Live Gold, you have to pay to play multiplayer on your Xbox console, other than the free-to-play games. So if you want to play,
we've all had to subscribe to for the.
If you want to play Call of Duty multiplayer on your Xbox, you have to have Xbox Live Gold or Game Pass. So they're going to get rid of Xbox Live Gold.
Okay, right. Bin off Xbox Live Gold. The multiplayer, right. Subscription. Fucking hell. Fucking Xbox needs subscription.
Shall I type them in? Jesus.
Mate, don't even get yourself down the rabbit hole of Sony subscriptions then.
Oh.
So.
What do you got, Dave?
I'm going to go. I didn't actually realize your old predictions. I'm going to say there's going to be a new Mario Kart game. Release this year.
They're still doing their season pass thing, aren't they?
They are still doing their season pass. Like at the moment, what is it on? 8? 10?
Oh, no. 8.
8 on the Switch.
Yeah, you're right. They've done a big update. They've done.
That's where I knew mine was going to. When they announced the expansion pass for Mario Kart, I was like, "Ah, oh, that's me fucking fucked, isn't it?"
Yeah,
it's fucking. They fucked me on the Nintendo prediction.
Yeah,
it's all going to happen this year.
I'm going to say it's a Switch game because I'm not going to include. We could have included the mobile game on your prediction last year, but that was
before then, surely.
Yeah, that was ages ago.
Was it?
Yeah, I thought that was fucking forever.
No, it wasn't last year.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. I thought it was avoiding that because it's mobile game.
A couple of years ago.
Okay.
More.
So I'm gonna say new Mario Kart game on the Switch. I think it's about time. Yeah, they've done loads of updates and they've got people to do the subscriptions to get the new maps. But now I think they're going to we'll change it up again. Because it's been
What a new Mario Kart would mean?
3 years?
New console.
A new console.
Yeah. No. I think you were way off with that one, Dave. I'm already going to put a cross against it.
No, I think there's at least 2 Mario Kart games console.
No way. There's no way they're bringing out a new Mario Kart before they bring out a new console. Mario Kart will launch with a new console, I guarantee that.
Fuck that one. Okay. All right, my number 2. Ubisoft are bought.
Oh! No!
Yes.
Right, I'm going to have to put my Ubisoft prediction now.
Okay. My prediction is Ubisoft are gone. They're gone. They're in trouble. Somebody's going to buy them.
I have a Ubisoft purchase related prediction as well.
Okay, do you want to do your number 2?
My Ubisoft related prediction is that they put themselves up for sale, but no one fucking buys them.
Nice. Gone into some good detail there. How would you know though?
Well, they're desperate to be bought. I feel like they're desperate to be bought, but no one wants them because they know it's just a fucking, a ball and a chain around your ankle.
Yeah,
the commitment to make Assassin's Creed-style massive budget games that don't deliver the money back.
I think they used to. I don't think they do.
Yeah.
No, not now. They're in trouble.
So, my second prediction is also company acquisition related.
Okay.
The Microsoft Activision deal doesn't go through.
See, I was tempted with that.
I think it will be blocked.
I think it'll probably go through in the end. But
I think it's going to go through.
There's going to be concessions that need to be made.
Okay, right.
No.
But haven't they already said it's going to be delayed anyway until next year?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? For God's sake. I was literally going to say doesn't complete this year.
I think that was already announced.
Doesn't?
I don't think that. Oh, I've not seen that.
Hang on, let me just look that up. Okay, I'm not sure about that. Maybe I imagine that.
Okay. That's
does complete. Does complete or does not complete, Dave?
Does not complete.
Deal fails.
I'm
not going to say deal fails.
Oh, just doesn't complete in 2022.
Doesn't complete because it's quite vague. Like either it completely fails or it's just not done by this year.
No, I think you'll get that one. I think you'll get a point on that.
Really? Oh, I think that's going to happen this year. In time for the Call of Duty release in November, which no one knows when it comes out, apparently.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
I'm happy with that one. That's a proper Notre Dame one. It's like, okay. It could do, might not.
Nostradamus. There's a valuable S missing.
Nostradamus.
Okay, here's my third. I think you're going to like this one. Phil Spencer gets the boot.
Oh, I thought he was going to step down. I thought he might move away and get another job, but I didn't put that as one of my predictions.
Yeah, that's just my outside. I don't know why I was thinking about him.
Outside Xbox.
Yeah, Phil Thomas. Spencer leaves Xbox.
Jeffrey Thomas.
Actually, I've got gets horrendous. The boot. Actually, I'm going to change it to Phil Spencer leaves Xbox. Okay, just leave myself.
Leaves Xbox completely? Mm. Oh, I thought he might move to a different job in Microsoft.
What job is he going to move to? He's the top of Xbox. Where's he going to go?
There's a whole fucking big business in Microsoft that's not Xbox.
He's a gamer.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a real gamer.
He's a fake gamer.
Neil, what you got for three?
Right, okay, my Ubisoft one was a bit of a fucking extra bonus one, so I've still got two left. So now...
What is it with you in this bonus one?
Well, my Ubisoft one was a joke one, but then you fucking said it, and I was like, well, I'm going to have to play that now. Right, okay, I'm going with, of my two remaining, that following the success of the Steam Deck, that Steam machines are coming back at the end of the year.
Steam machines are back, eh?
On sale in Steam.
Maybe for pre-order. Like they did with the Steam Decks.
It's possible. I like that one.
Okay, right. Because Steam machines are always available. You can just download the OS and install it on whatever machine you want. Steam machines are...
You can't buy a Steam machine now, unless it's an old one.
You cannot buy a Steam... I'm inverting... Yeah. You cannot buy a Steam machine, but you can have a PC built with...
You could install Steam OS somehow. Steam OS
Are we talking like literally branded Steam machine?
Yeah, I feel like they're going to sell them through Steam. You order it through Steam. Pre-order. Yeah,
why not? They've pulled it off with the Steam Deck, haven't they?
Yeah.
It's almost a no-brainer. That's a good one, Neil.
Okay. So I'll put Steam machines are revived. On sale in Steam for pre-order.
What do you just put? What he said? Steam machines are back.
He's
put in all these caveats.
There's a number of caveats on that. Yeah, that's fine.
He's going after you when it's released. He's not going to let you. He's not going to give anything up. Okay, Dave, what you got for number three?
So number three goes back to your first prediction. You said, Nate, new handheld. I'm going to go and say there's a new PlayStation handheld.
Really?
Not a Vita.
Nor a Vita 2.
No, definitely not a Vita 2.
I don't think you'd see a Vita revival. I think anything they do would be branded new.
No. The Vita was definitely a... This is a console in your hand.
A five-ter.
I'm going to say, just a new PlayStation handheld. I think PlayStation are looking at Nintendo and Steam handhelds. Right.
But check this out, right? Go on. PlayStation Vita... What are the first two letters of Vita?
Six.
VI. PlayStation 6.
What about the last two letters?
TA.
Ta-ta.
I'm going to say the PlayStation is going to have a handheld, or Sony PlayStation is going to have a handheld. I'm not going to say it's a mobile device, but it's going to have...
What? How big is this handheld?
That big?
That's a good, not good, mobile. Good, it's like you hold it in your hands, but it's attached to the fucking ground.
Well, a fucking Switch isn't that much bigger. or smaller. I'm going to say, because Sony does mobiles, And
you have
they
to plug it into a TV.
They have been they've been trying to get into, after the Vita, they've been trying to make a mobile gaming device that's also a mobile phone. And that's not been doing very well. I'm going to say that PlayStation are going to do a handheld device that's a gaming machine. I'm not going to predict Android, but I'll say it's going to be Android powered.
I'm not going to predict it, but you're going to say it is.
I'm going to say it is.
You're just giving yourself, you're setting yourself up for problems here. You're going too much detail.
No, my
it's
prediction
going to be
is...
blue.
Sony TVs do have an Android TV platform, to be fair.
Right. My prediction is there's going to be a new PlayStation handheld device.
And I've got a new Sony PlayStation handheld device in the works. It plays Super Nintendo games.
So this is going to be PlayStation branded. It's not going to be a Sony
branded.
So
is mine.
Oh, that's they'd have to PlayStation brand it.
So it's going to be it's going to be PlayStation branded.
Yeah.
So what that actually is, you know, could be anything. It's going to be Android.
Mm.
It could be anything. It's going to be Android.
A streaming device.
It could be
streaming
anything.
Streaming handheld. Can I tell you my extra bonus one now? This is a bit similar to what like you said about PlayStation doing their Game Pass thing. I think they've also done a subscription service with games that I have. Is they do actually add the ultimate type tier to their PS Plus offering this year, which does include their day one releases.
That's the one. So, okay.
Because everyone's like, you nearly did it. You nearly did it. And I think this year, maybe they do actually do it.
Do you think so?
I don't know.
I keep hearing that Microsoft are hemorrhaging money on Game Pass.
You think, I don't know, they're getting shitloads of subscribers.
I still don't think it's enough from what I hear.
Well, depends how much they were making on their first party releases, I guess.
Well,
by selling them.
It depends on how they do the PowerPoint presentations, isn't it? You know, they've done a number of day one releases on Game Pass, whatever it's called. Whatever tier of Game Pass premium, no?
Game Pass is all Game Pass has day one releases on.
Oh,
Ultimate
God.
Has
Ultimate
access on PC and cloud and Xbox.
Right. Okay. Ultimate. Okay. Right. So are you saying that only day one releases are going to be changed to Ultimate?
Or the only thing that's missing off of PlayStation Plus is day one PlayStation releases, like Sony first party releases. They've got a subscription service, which is similar to Game Pass, but the thing missing is day one first party games. And I think they might add that later on this year. Ultimate is still going to keep growing and growing and growing, and PlayStation are going to go like, well, we're going to have to fucking do this. Because obviously they're going to have Call of Duty on Game Pass by November.
So you think no games are going to be sold on Xbox? You think it's
no,
all
no.
going to be...
What? No, games will still be sold on Xbox, but you will have, like, the Xbox offering's not going to change. There's day one first party releases, but obviously first party will include Activision Blizzard by the end of the year. And Sony are going to be like, but we best do something crazy with our PS Plus. So for an extra £3 a month, you get day one releases of first-party Sony PlayStation games, like The Last of Us or
first-party Sony.
Yes, because that's not what they don't do that at the moment. So what's the next big first-party PlayStation game that comes out? I don't know. Spider-Man 2? I don't know. What's the next one?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they've got lined up, to be honest. Most of their big ones have come out, haven't they?
So you think Xbox are going to start releasing Sony games?
No. Xbox is doing what Xbox does. Sony are going to add a new tier to their PS Plus.
Right, sorry, I'll put Xbox down on here because I thought you said Xbox are going to release their first party. It's like, that's what they already do.
You stay off the whiskey, Dave. Oh, stay off the whiskey.
Sony.
Dave Bell over here.
Sony are going to do a top tier subscription releases day one.
Yes.
Releases. Right. Okay.
Yes. But I'm not claiming any points for that, apparently.
No. Well, that's no point. It's a bonus one.
Well, that was my proper fucking. My Ubisoft one was my silly one.
Well, I can do that as a bonus one. you're not getting bonus points for
the fact that you even have a bonus one. Don't pander to him, Dave. Fucking hell. All right.
Sony top tier subscription includes day one releases. Sony. Come on, let's give a name to this Sony top tier.
It's Plustimate.
Plustimate.
I don't even know what their top tier one's called at the moment.
I love it. Plustimate. Oh, there we go. That's the finish. We wanted.
Is that the episode title? PS Plustimate.
Yes, Plustimate. Yes.
Okay. Heard it here, folks.
Actually, I have to title the episode Game of the Year. No
predictions. That was last year.
Yeah, sorry, that was last year. Okay. Right. Okay, I've got a crack on. We made it. We started early. Thank you for accommodating me tonight. Thank you, everyone who listens. Thank you for all your listener mail and stuff. Dave, do you want to do your bit to get us out of here?
I will do my bit. I will say, hang on, just got to look at the camera while I do this. Thank you for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions, get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on a Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. We have YouTube and Twitch channels, which we upload and stream to regularly. Neil, shout out.
Shout outs to Arnie, in particular for the Jeffrey Darmus comment. I like that. It's now pinned on Twitch. Real Defoe, Sumu Lord.
And we had quite a lot of lurkers, actually. Quite busy on us, yeah, today.
Cool. Thanks for visiting.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Thanks, gents. Much appreciated. Good laugh, as always. I feel like we're starting 2023 for a good year for the Seal Podcast. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Until next week, then, we shall catch you later.
Cheers, guys.
See you soon.
Bye. Bye-bye.